Former Obama czar, Larry Summers, is reported to be at the top of Obama's list to replace chairman of the Fed, Ben Bernanke. With Larry Summers at the helm of the Fed, former Secretary of the Treasury Timothy Geithner and Larry Summers can return to the illegal activities they took part in during the late 1990s. In 1997, Timothy Geithner was the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury working for his boss, Larry Summers, then Deputy Secretary, soon to take the helm of the Treasury under Bill Clinton. Geithner and Summers were the core of a good old boys club, with off-the-record meetings on yachts with the world's bankers, planning how they would gut the world of its money. 1997 was the year that it was decided the world's banks would be deregulated, opening up the derivatives market that would soar from a few billion dollars in 1997 to hundreds of trillions just a few years later. What is the long-term worth of the derivatives market today? Hold on to your wallet, $1,000 trillion. How was this accomplished? The same way the Federal Reserve was created 100 years ago. A group of bankers conspired together to create a banking cartel to siphon off the world's money. In 1913, the Federal Reserve was born, which has sucked out hundreds of trillions of dollars out of the U.S. economy by devaluing the U.S. dollar by as much as 98%. Ever wonder why a gallon of gas in 1929 cost a quarter and now cost $4? It's not those so-called evil oil companies, as our community organizer-in-chief Barack Obama likes to say, but the Fed's devaluing of the dollar. But back to our partners in crime, Timothy Geithner and Larry Summers. Creating the Federal Reserve was for amateurs, according to these good old boys. Hundreds of trillions of dollars were there for the taking, and they quickly got to work. Investigative journalist Greg Palast has uncovered a secret memo sent from Timothy Geithner to Larry Summers in 1997, which spelled out how the banksters would gut the world's economy. The secret memo, now referred to as the Endgame Memo because it begins with Geithner's words, "As we enter the endgame," included the direct, private phone numbers of the world's bankers, including billion-dollar embezzler John Corzine, then head of Goldman Sachs, along with the heads of the other megabanks. Like a bankster personal assistant, in the memo Geithner spelled out how Summers was to personally call each CEO to make plans for what was to come, all done illegally and off the record. And what was to come? Figuring out how to create a derivatives market with unlimited returns. By the year 2000, Geithner and Summers' backroom deals had grown the derivatives market from a few hundred billion to a measly 100 trillion just for one of the megabanks. But gutting of the world's economy couldn't go on forever. Collapse would come, and did come, in the form of the worldwide 2008 economic collapse. Just as the economic collapse came in 1929, as the result of the Fed gutting the economies of the world. But this time the banksters got smart, getting the American taxpayers to cover their losses. According to a class action lawsuit, Star International versus United States of America, now winding its way through federal court with Ben Bernanke subpoenaed to testify, during the so-called bank bailouts after the economic crisis, Ben Bernanke's Federal Reserve funneled hundreds of billions of dollars to the megabanks, including foreign banks, all in the name of saving the world's economy, and all paid for by the American taxpayer. But the lawsuit only scratches the surface. According to one estimate, the Federal Reserve's so-called bailout of the world's megabanks amounted to $16 trillion. And when Larry Summers assumes the throne at the central bank, the Federal Reserve, and no doubt he will if Obama hasn't been impeached by then, expect more of the same, America.